DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. India's Home Minister Sushil Kumar Shinde says there was a major lapse in security after the present death of a suspect in a major rape and murder case in Delhi. 33-year-old Ram Singh hanged himself in New Delhi's Tihar Jail on Monday. He was one of five men facing 13 charges, including murder, gang rape and kidnapping in connection with an incident on December the 16th. A 23-year-old woman was raped and attacked on a bus, then thrown from the moving vehicle. She died in a Singapore hospital a few weeks later from massive internal injuries. Ram Singh was accused of being the bus driver. Defence lawyer VK Anand says they suspect foul play over his death.
There was no reason for Ram Singh to commit suicide. He wasn't unstable. He was getting to see his mother and father and family members every day. The court had given him special permission. The trial was going well. I cannot understand what led him to commit suicide.
The remaining four men face the death penalty if found guilty. A fifth suspect is being tried by a juvenile court. In other news, the US has warned sanctions could be imposed after Iran and Pakistan unveiled a controversial gas pipeline linking the two countries. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari and Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad inaugurated the controversial pipeline on Monday. It's seen by Islamabad as a way of dealing with the country's energy shortage. The work on the Iranian side is nearly finished and construction has just begun in Pakistan. Ceremonies have been held across Japan to mark the devastating earthquake and tsunami that hit the country 2 years ago. Services took place in three of the worst affected districts. More than 18,000 people died or went missing in the disaster, which also sparked the Fukushima nuclear crisis. Most of Japan's nuclear reactors were shut down for safety checks in response. These people say that they are still waiting for their neighborhood to be rebuilt.
Just look around. I can tell you that we have not made much progress.
I still dream of finding my son here where our house once stood.
At a memorial service in Tokyo, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe pledged to speed up reconstruction work.
There are still many who are suffering. There are also many people who have yet to return to their homes. I think the only way to help the victims rest in peace is by accelerating reconstruction and by supporting the survivors.
Japan's Emperor Akihito was also at the Tokyo service. He praised survivors and relatives of those who died in the disaster. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Hungary's ruling Conservative Party has pushed through controversial changes to the constitution, despite warnings from the EU. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's ruling right-wing party approved a controversial amendment on Monday afternoon. The so-called Fourth Amendment could limit the power of the constitutional court and increase government control of the judiciary and higher education. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has expressed his concern over Hungary's commitment to democracy.
The German government has made it clear that Europe is a community of shared values, and we expect them to be upheld in each member state. It's not just about constitutions and rights on paper, it's about the spirit of the law in practice.
Prime Minister Orbán's government has insisted that the vote is mainly technical. Roman Catholic cardinals have held final talks before Tuesday's conclave or secret ballot to choose a new pope. Benedict XVI stepped down at the end of February. He was the first pontiff in around 600 years to resign the post. The Vatican says it expects a short conclave. 115 cardinals are taking part in the first round of voting in the Sistine Chapel in Rome on Tuesday afternoon. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.